This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Dumb on the program today, which is not a stretch. Won't be hard for me. But I'm searching for an explanation on how there continues to be fires, looting, all-out anarchy with these protests in Minneapolis. And by the way, it's spreading to other cities now as well. Okay? President Trump tweeting today, these thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd. I won't let that happen. Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty, we'll assume control. So, I think I translate that to Walz, put your big boy panties. Catch that, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your big boy panties. Your big boy pants.
Get him out.
I knew that would send Todd over the edge, but Todd can't hear us, Daniel, so you're going to have to fix that thingy. So Todd can hear us. We want Todd to hear us. But here's my question.
Yeah,
in all seriousness, here's my question.
I'm going to
play the dummy here.
Okay.
George Floyd, a black suspect, is dead because a white police officer decided to use a tactic that is very unusual. It is taught in law enforcement, but never that long, right? It would maybe be used to just get the situation under control, but you'd lift the knee long before he did, at least what we've seen in the video. That's my understanding from law enforcement people I trust, okay? So we're going to say this cop screwed up. I don't know whether the cop was racist or not. I don't know. Everybody's assuming that because it's a white cop and it's a black suspect. In other words, if that's a suspect that done everything he'd done but been white, does the neck still go on the knee still go on the neck? I don't know. I don't know that we can answer that question. But here's the dumb part. What's the end game here? What are they trying to accomplish? What is all this proving? If somebody gets in a room and says, okay, cops screwed up Minneapolis, let's go. And you're part of that. You go, okay, let's go. Like, where are we going? Like, what are we doing? Look at the whiteboard there. This is the mission. What's the mission? What are they trying to accomplish? What comes out of this? What is it designed to do?
Get them to listen. Apparently, one of the graffiti things I saw in one of the stores was, "Are you listening now? Do we have your attention now?" Like, well, were you trying to get the attention of anyone before? Or have you done anything? Do you have a citizen task force put together? Are you investigating these bad cops? Is it systemic? You know, what do you know? You don't know anything. You know, you want to rob the target and burn it down.
See, I tend to think there's something larger here. Now, we have a little experience with this in North Dakota. Because there was a lawfully permitted pipeline designed to bring North Dakota crude to markets and remove some of the discount. A good thing for North Dakota, a good thing for taxpayers, a good thing for everybody, okay? And Dave Archambault, at the time the chair of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and his sister who worked for Barack Obama, got mixed up with some folks from Earth Justice. Radical climate change, global warming, jihad kind of group, okay? And all of a sudden, this became a lot more than about the permit of Standing Rock, Sioux Tribe, and water. Don't forget, these were the people, this was the, we're going to protect the water protectors. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And what did it turn into? It turned into an illegal encampment full of garbage that everybody left, and that during the melt, but for state expenditures, state money going in there and cleaning it up, would have gone into the river that they wanted to protect.
Yeah.
Now, we know now Earth Justice was writing checks. We know now there were all kinds of outside groups that were funding this, literally paying protesters and doing all of that. Why? Well, it wasn't about the water. Money is about money. It was, they were fundraising to further what they do elsewhere. They're raising money. So let's go to Minneapolis. Gosh, you feel terrible. You look at the video of George Floyd and you say, how in the world could anybody do that? And not, why doesn't one of the officers say, knock it off, he can't breathe? I mean, there's all kinds of questions. But what in the world does it have to do with stealing TVs and burning down seven-story buildings and going into an auto zone and busting up glass? And I think law enforcement, I don't know if they don't have the support or what, but they seem to just say, well, let them go. I don't get that. 3 days in a row. Just let them go. But what are they out to prove? Are they out to fundraise for Black Lives Matter? They have to play the victim card?
Oh, that's a for sure.
Help me understand
this.
They're
all victims.
What is your explanation of this? Tell me it's 701-271-1100.
Do you think a lot of the focus on the rioting and the looting is to take the eye off of the why, which is George Floyd and his death? You know, it's like, don't have them worried about the death so much. You know, focus on the riots and the fires and the, you know, that's all anybody's talking about. Get back to the why of this thing.
But it's almost like they, are forgiven for this anarchy because of what happened with this George Floyd. It's like, well, that's what bugs me. It's like, well, how do these two connect? How do they connect? 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503 on what's on your mind. Let me just throw one other little thing at you. Grand Forks, North Dakota this week. Young law enforcement officer, 10-month-old son, murdered by a black man. No protests, no cries of racism. Just got to stop this. I didn't look at George Floyd in that video and say, there's a black guy with a dumb cop's knee in his neck. I didn't. I said, that's a human being. This is sad. Jake in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing today, Scott?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good, good. Two comments. One, you kind of stole some steam. I was going to say, the Grand Forks, both the officer, you don't see that on the national news right now about an officer dying. All we see is Minneapolis. And my second point is, from Jacob Fry to the city council of Minneapolis, this is really failed leadership down there, what's going on. And they should be ashamed. And I hope, like Target, Cub Foods, they don't rebuild, reopen. Because, you know, what for? You know, it's just the leadership. They should look at themselves and take some responsibility for what's going on. I can hang up and I'll listen, Scott.
It's all good points.
Amen.
All good points. Appreciate that call very much. Who's next? Tom. Tom, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes. I was calling in regards to the riots in Minneapolis, and it just seems so unethical for the people to go through what they go through, both on the people that are rioting, as well as the police. It's not an understandable situation. I don't understand why they haven't, in other past riots, why the police aren't reacting. And it just makes zero sense. And that's really all I had to say. I live in Pierre, And I can't imagine that situation and why they haven't called out the National Guard like they said they would.
They did, actually.
Finally, last night they did.
If it results in people getting harmed in some way, that's they made the choice.
Yeah, by the way, did they actually deploy National Guard last night? Or was it just authorized? Because there was another night of riots last night.
Yeah, I think it was authorized. I didn't see any boots on the ground anywhere in any of the video I saw or anything I heard.
Yeah. Tom, great points. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-228-0550. A couple of texts here. Scott, get Mayor Mahoney on the phone. Ask him what he would do if those type of riots start in Fargo. Is he prepared? Would he just let the city burn? Feels like this is sort of a, you know, hey, just keep a distance and...
Well, they did that during the Trump rally, too, Mayor Fry. Stand down.
Yeah.
Let the protesters do their thing. Don't engage.
Texter says, how does burning your own city down solve anything?
There's the grand question right there.
Yeah, exactly right. More texts, more of your calls coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Time to go to the mailbag for Jim, the flagpole guy. What you got, Jim?
Oh, Scott, Bill and Kayla from Wheaton. Hey, you told me to send pics of the flag you did for us. I hope to send more when the garden around it becomes established. We love it and get compliments all the time, Bill and Kayla. Isn't that cool, Scott?
That is cool. Thanks, folks, for flying the flag, standing up for America, showing your patriotism. Jim's got a great display waiting for you. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Already. Can you believe it's going to be June? That whole COVID thing kind of robbed spring, didn't it? It's just like, whew, we went from 0 to 50. I don't get it. But It is what it is.
I'm just excited I can eat outside in Minnesota on Monday.
Oh, lucky you.
How lucky are we?
Yeah, good for you.
Six feet away from everybody. And,
yeah.
You have to eat with a mask on, or can you remove that part of the mask from your mouth?
I don't know. I'm not clear on the rules.
You put a bite of food in, then you put the mask back on and chew? How does that work? Why don't we put that in
as a question for Governor Wallace, who's going to be doing a press conference here shortly. You know why he's holding a press conference? To apologize to CNN, because some grandstanding reporter last night who clearly wanted to get arrested. Did you see this? The guy was told to, you know, move, right?
Yep.
How many times did he told to move? I mean, they were very patient with him, and he's still filming while they're behind him.
Yep.
He's playing the game. Guy wanted to get but now the governor's going to call a press conference to apologize to CNN. Why don't you apologize to humanity for the lack of miserable leadership you have imposed on the citizens of Minnesota, who have a absolute disaster right now going on between the COVID non-response and blown response to now three nights of riots and nobody paying attention? It's just ridiculous.
I certainly hope there's more arrests than just the CNN guy, though. I'll say that.
Yeah, no kidding.
If that's going to be the big arrest out of this, then we really need to reprioritize.
Bad news. Say, I have to say a quick little shout-out to the youngest member of the Hannon family, who 17 years ago today was born. Haley Grace Hannon is 17 today. How about that?
Happy birthday, Hales.
So happy birthday to Haley.
Wow.
So one little bonus they get from giving up their dad to crisscross the Northern Plains. Get a little birthday shout-out, which is not usually welcome. Now, even now when I want to post the photos, they're like, you better show me the picture before you put it up. Oh, how does that work?
Oh,
wow.
Get dad privileges here. I'll put up whatever I want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hopefully she's that way with future boyfriends or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. Also today on the program, we are going to talk to Tom Beadle. He's a candidate for treasurer. That race is, man, open up your mailbox and it's like one of those T-shirt cannons. The flyers come flying out of there about that race and, you know, television ads and radio ads and, you know, all kinds of things going on. And President Trump has, you know, led to some of the hysteria because he endorsed Dan Johnston in this race. So we're going to talk to Tom Beadle today. We'll talk to Dan Johnston next week. We've had Meech on once already. Going to have him on again. And any questions you have, call him in, okay? I don't have a license on all the good questions. I welcome yours. And Senator Kevin Cramer next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. So stick around for that. Phil and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Just fine. Comment on your topic. I'm immune to the black card anymore. I've heard I'm a grown man so many times, and you can't treat me that way so many times. Hey, I gave it the office, and every strong arm cop puts his knee on the neck, puts his knee on the face, puts his knee on the back, shoots you in the knee, whatever. Every strong arm cop does that. I'm immune to it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm immune to it. Right. I'm done. What do you mean? In other words, the
message is lost.
This one, you're saying.
It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work anymore. I mean, it worked in the 60s. It worked in the 70s. Great gains in the 80s and the 90s. But I'm sorry. You're going to have to put a new message out there. I'm cold with it. It doesn't work anymore.
Okay, I'm still lost, though. You're basically saying that, look, whatever these guys try to apprehend bad actors is now off limits because of a smartphone? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is the incident with the cop was incidental to the fact that the card isn't working anymore. It could have been anything. It could have been somebody missed a shipment at a store. It could have been somebody didn't get their bag of fast food and they missed mayonnaise or ketchup or whatever. And then a whole bunch of people show up and say, well, that may be so, but my card isn't working anymore and somebody's got to answer for it. I'm a grown man and you can't treat me that way.
Yeah. Well, the snowflake society, and they're going to find something to protest, even something as silly as no mayo in the bag. I'm reading your mail now. It took me a while. I'm a little slow today. I appreciate the call. I am asking, full disclosure, playing dumb here. I'm trying to figure out the end game. What's going on here? And more and more and more, I'm thinking this is DAPL 2. This is DAPL East. That was about clean water, but there was piles of garbage about to go into the water. So it not, wasn't about clean water. It wasn't about a pipeline. It was about a well-funded protest that went way out of control. Is this the same thing? What's their goal? What's their real goal? Not the goal CNN thinks they're out there for. Oh, the poor George has a terrible deal. They're sad about that. And what is it? Gary, Jamestown, you tell me.
I'll just send out a text from my niece who works at the Newbury Mall at the Fields Park in Minneapolis.
Can you move your phone for me just a little bit there, Gary? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Better. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry. My niece sent a text, and she works at the Shields store in Eden Prairie Mall. I'll just read it. And okay, my niece said they were ushered very quickly out of work today. The Eden Prairie police were tipped off that that Black Lives Matter was going to ride outside the Target in Eden Prairie Mall. They sent cops and fire trucks there to protect the stores. And then later that evening, she sent a text that she had a cousin and her husband. They lived a few blocks away from where that rioting was, and they left their home and went to stay with friends in St. Louis Park. So, you know, there's areas just even outside the Minneapolis metro area that are just affected by this.
Well, it's growing. It's growing. It's growing throughout the Twin Cities. Obviously, Eden Prairie is a long way from Lake and Hiawatha, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
My Twin Cities neighbors.
Yeah, my mom and dad live right by Eden Prairie Center, so yeah.
Well, did your niece show up?
Well, it sounds like they were there at the store, and yesterday
they told... knowledge, they did not. I don't know, but, you know, they were taking precautions.
Yep. Gotcha.
You know, just in case. And I can understand that. And
they got the tip,
which is why they closed 24 Target stores in the Twin Cities, because they're basically on notice.
Well, you know what? They got to protect themselves. You know, these rioters.
Exactly.
Like the CNN crew. Well, they don't really have to have a right to be there, even under the First Amendment, because in a time of civil unrest, there are no rights. I mean,
well, we're seeing that, aren't we? Gary, appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Interesting text from your niece there for sure. You a little hungry? Lunchtime's close. Where are you going to go? PetroServe USA. What's for lunch today? Let's tell you. How about a couple of sloppy joes and chips? That sounds good. Just head to the PetroServe USA Harwood location or the I-29 and 12th Avenue North Fargo location. There's a meatball sub today. Pulled pork sandwich at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location in Valley City, exit 292 on I-94. Your choice, pulled pork with gravy. That's a good one. But so is chicken fettuccine. PetroServe USA, grab and grow, home cooking.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A third night of protests in the streets of Minneapolis over the death of George Floyd while in police custody on Monday, turning especially violent as protesters light a police station on fire and also burn several other nearby buildings. George Chauvin is the name of the officer seen in a video with his knee on Floyd's neck, and Detroit Police Chief James Craig's among police leaders from across the nation calling for Chauvin to be charged.
There was clear evidence to suggest there was probable cause to arrest this officer for murder.
Hundreds of Minnesota National Guard troops have been deployed to try to restore order in the streets of Minneapolis, where a CNN crew was arrested on live TV this morning. Police say that they had arrested the crew because they were told to move from where they were standing, but failed to do so. And this is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Is brought to you by the University of Mary. I'd love it if you are someone that has served this country or is serving this country, if you just lean in just a little bit to the radio this morning to find out about the University of Mary, a military-friendly school with online and in-person classes available for busy adults. Of course, that campus in Bismarck is great. Many other campuses around the region. Rome, Arizona, they make it their mission to prepare you for a promotion in the military or success in a civilian career. To do so, they offer a number of services, and these are specific to military students, a full support team with extensive military background. So they focus just on you, personal care. They walk you through every step as you start your exciting new mission of higher ed, scholarships, reimbursements, credit for prior learning. The University of Mary is ready to serve you. Classes start June 4th. Get started today by connecting with a member of the military services team at online.umary.edu/military services. All right, back on What's on Your Mind. Our next guest is Thomas Beadle. Tom is the candidate for the North Dakota State Treasurer's Office. And because this race has received so much attention, it's sort of the race everyone's watching on the statewide ballot for June 9th primary. I agreed to have these candidates on each twice. This is the second time for Tom Beadle today, and just any questions or comments you might have for them, Tom today and Dan next week, let us know what they are. Give us a call. Send us a text, 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Welcome back, Mr. Beadle.
Morning, Scott.
How you doing?
Doing well.
That's good. Do you go to the supermarket aisle now and people say, aren't you that guy on TV running for treasurer? Do they...
You know, I had that happen to me at Chipotle a couple nights ago, but other than that, that was the only time.
I know this has been a race that I think has raised the eyebrows of a few folks to say, what the heck is going on? Because it has received so much attention and obviously, a lot of support. I guess since we last talked, the big news was a tweet from Donald Trump saying, I'm supporting Dan Johnson. He stood with me from the beginning. You've talked about being a Trump supporter. Did that make you any less of a Trump supporter to know he endorsed your opponent?
Oh, no, it doesn't change anything about my support for the administration. I mean, from the start, they've been fantastic for us here in North Dakota, whether, putting a stop to the DAPL protests, helping with the Waters of the U.S. ruling, even just last about a month ago, they intervened with Washington State when we had a dispute where the state of Washington didn't want to allow our oil to be able to go to market in the ports on the West Coast. I mean, this administration has been great for North Dakota. Nothing about this changes my support for them. And, you know, I look forward, should the citizens elect me as treasurer, I look forward to working with, you know, President Trump and also Governor Burgum and making sure that we just keep, you know, our focus on making North Dakota a great place to, you know, live, work, and raise a family.
Did it surprise you? I mean, when you probably decided to run for treasurer, did you think that, President Trump would involve himself in the race, make an endorsement, send out a tweet to get as much attention as this race has? Did it surprise you at this point?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I chuckled. It certainly was a surprise, but, you know, this race has gotten a lot of attention, and rightfully so. I mean, we're fighting to protect taxpayer dollars. So every single dollar of money in the state of North Dakota flows through the treasurer's office. So, you know, we like when there's attention being brought onto races like this.
Questions or comments, welcome for Tom Beadle, candidate for treasurer, 800-228-0550. Jeanette in Bismarck for Tom Beadle. Go ahead.
Hi, I guess I hear him talking about saving money, but tell me about several weeks ago where 14 state lawmakers attended a conference in Puerto Rico, and you went and took your wife for your anniversary to a tune of $50,000 taxpayer money.
Well, that's just not true for one. So let me just clarify that. I did attend a conference in Puerto Rico in San Juan. It was the Council of State Governments National Conference. Council of State Governments is one of the organizations that our state is a part of. It's all 50 states, all U.S. provinces. So Puerto Rico is one of our provinces, as well as a couple of Canadian provinces join as affiliate members as well. It's all about trying to work with our neighboring states and look at policies that are affecting every state all across the country. And one of the things that the chairman of the CSG did after the hurricane that just ravaged Puerto Rico said is, how can we as an organization help Puerto Rico? And what they told us is, have your conference here, bring some spotlight onto the struggles that we're having rebuilding. So that was where they chose the conference to be. As one of the members of the Appropriations Committee and as a member of the Economic Development Task Force for the Council State Government's Midwest region, I was chosen to go to this conference. The conference happened to overline with when my anniversary with my wife was, so we paid out of our pockets to bring my wife along to go and visit that conference with us. I paid for her to attend some sessions. It's great because there's a lot of co-current sessions taking place, and so she was able to take notes for me in some of the education-related sessions that were going on while I was sitting over on the economic development ones that were going on. And we were far from the only couple that was there. Just about everyone brings their spouse along whenever they go on a work trip like that. But it's all paid for on their own private expense.
All right, Jeanette, get your question answered.
I did, but I am wondering, I should have led off with something that I feel is way more important. You have been known to vote pro-choice on many past occasions, including one from your opponent who put together a pro-life bill in 2019, and you voted against it. I guess I don't get that. And if you're endorsed by Governor Burgum, does he know that you are pro-choice rather than pro-life?
Well, I mean, that's something that came up last time when I was on with Scott. This has been a conversation over the years. You know, I am pro-life. I absolutely am. I don't believe anyone should have an abortion. However, I have voted on both sides of this issue. You know, I supported bans on late-term abortions. I supported in 2015 bills that put harsh punishments on individuals that coerced people into having an abortion, and also supported prohibition of using public funds on abortion procedures. You know, this is an issue that's personal to me. You know, my wife and I have struggled with fertility issues. Many people in my family have as well. I've got a few cousins that wouldn't be here without treatments like IVF treatment. And so there's a lot of times that we've had bills and we've had concerns from fertility doctors where it would be jeopardizing IVF treatment in North Dakota. And so, you know, I voted against some of those bills. And we've also had bills that I voted against because I didn't think they were very well written. And a lot of times we're passing bills just to have a court challenge and just to solicit that. And, you know, when we're writing laws, we need to make sure that they're going to stand up to the test. In some of these bills that I voted against, you know, I didn't think we're going to stand the test in court, and rightfully so. I've seen a half dozen of them be held up in court for years now. I mean, as much as we would like this issue of abortion to be settled at the state level, unfortunately, this is going to be something that's really just decided at the federal level. That's the only way that we can really get this done. And so as such, rather than focusing on that issue in my time in the legislature, I've been focusing more on growing our economy, expanding our educational opportunities, and trying to make North Dakota such a great place to live, work, and raise a family that we don't have people feel like they need to go and get an abortion.
Jeanette, thanks for the call. More welcome at 800-228-0550 for Tom Beadle, candidate for state treasurer in North Dakota. His opponent, Dan Johnston, in that race. Remember, if you haven't yet requested a ballot, you really need to do it today. And you can still mail it in, I guess, but it gets a little tight for time. You can fax them in today, maybe get them a little bit quicker, or find out other ways to get that ballot. But you have just a few short days to, if you haven't requested a ballot, do so and vote by June 9th. So not much time left.
I was just going to add that a couple of the counties out there they wanted anything postmarked by yesterday for the ballot request, but people should still go to vote.nd.gov. They can get their ballot information put together, and they can, faxing it there is probably going to be the fastest way to ensure that nothing gets held up in the mail.
All right, vote.nd.gov, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tim and Colm for Tom Beadle. Go ahead.
Good morning. Mr. Beadle, I have in my hands one of these postcards, so to speak, put out by the Dakota Leadership Pack. And on it, it says you for state treasurer. You're a proven tax cutter, cut wasteful spending, strengthen the economy. What does that have to do with being a state treasurer?
Well, I mean, the state treasurer's office, every dollar of taxpayer money flows through it. You know, I'm running for the treasurer's office with the goal of protecting our tax dollars and bringing more transparency and accountability for how the state is spending your money. You know, as a legislator, we often joke, and really it's kind of a sad joke, that, you know, we are there for 4 months every 2 years. And so state agencies are often figuring out over the course of 20 months how to then fool the legislators for four. And I think by bringing more attention and more transparency through the treasurer's office, because of every dollar flowing through that, that'll allow us to make better decisions going forward. And, you know, my record in the House is clear. You know, I've voted and supported for, and we've passed income tax cuts that have reduced the tax burden by 50%+, both corporate and individual. We've also reduced the oil extraction tax. We've provided more funding for K-12 education to lower property taxes as well. And that's also an area that the treasurer's office can impact. You know, the treasurer sits on a number of very important boards. The land board provides millions of dollars for our higher education system, as well as generates revenue that we spend on infrastructure projects, such as revenue that can go towards the Prairie Dog bill that helps cities and counties lower their property tax burden because they have revenue to pay for streets and roads and water projects, or the Common Schools Trust Fund in the State Investment Board, which generates about 15% of our total cost of educating our kids. And if you look at your property tax bill, the majority of that comes from your school mills. So, I mean, there's a very real impact here.
I get all that, but my follow-up on this is, as state treasurer, are you willing to tell the legislature and the governor that you're wastefully spending?
Absolutely. We did that last session. I worked with the tax department and the insurance department when I was carrying their bills in the Appropriations Committee, and we were able to eliminate 15 FTE positions, invest in technology, and so we were able to lower their budgets without having to increase or seeing a loss of services to our taxpayers. You know, I think the majority of our state employees across the state are all striving for finding more efficiencies and better leveraging taxpayer dollars and not wanting to be wasteful. And it's helpful to have another set of eyes on that.
Appreciate the call very much, Tim. Thank you. And Jerry, District 19. First time I think somebody's identified themselves from a particular district, but I like that. And then a Bismarck caller waiting to weigh in, a couple of texts as well. In our final minutes with Tom Beadle, Senator Kevin Cramer next hour in the weekly talk radio town hall with your questions and comments. Stay tuned. That when we continue, brought to you in part today by our friends at Piper's.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 160 acres in Trail, 690 acres in Stutzman, 320 acres in Burley, 160 acres in Pierce, 40 acres in Cass, and a 10-acre building site and home near Ada, Minnesota. Don't forget exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Rolette, Gladstone, Tuttle, and Bismarck, North Dakota. View all of these Piper's auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Piper's, as I mentioned, the Almer Estate Machinery Auction in Tuttle, North Dakota. Starts on Tuesday online and on-site bidding available the day of the sale there. So how about that? 10 a.m. Tuesdays when that gets going. There's a timed online bidding for a landscaping equipment auction in Bismarck that is on Thursday. That starts Thursday. Actually, the bidding opens Monday on that one at 8 a.m., but they close it on Thursday. And a number of other auctions that you can find online, including a real estate auction on a beautiful home in Mandan, 4810 Lakewood Drive. That's going to be on Thursday, June 18th, with a nice Missouri River water access. Check it all out. The auctions, the real estate, the land management, they do it all at pifers.com or call them at 877-700-4099. Got a great supplement now out for their spring auctions that are coming up. So an update there. Okay, let's see here. Who's next? We're going to District 19, I guess. Jerry, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind for Tom Beadle.
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Beadle, say, I was wondering how many of Governor Burgum's dollars are used in your campaign and how they relate to the pet projects that he has that have failed in the legislature so far. Thank you.
Well, personally, Governor Burgum has donated $25,000 to my campaign. That's on the public disclosure record. I'm very grateful to have his support. I can't speak for what their PAC is spent on my campaign. That's not information that I'm privy to. But, you know, Governor Burgum and I share a pretty similar vision about growing North Dakota's economy, working to diversify our economy, expanding our workforce, and making government operate more efficient. That's what I've tried to do. And I'm grateful that he sees me as a partner that he's able and willing to work with there. You know, that doesn't mean that I've, you know, always agreed 100% of the time with Governor Burgum, just so he knows that somebody that, you know, I'm somebody he can have a conversation with and that we can discuss policy to find out what's the best solution for the state of North Dakota.
Speaking of the PAC, a texter on that question as well, and I imagine you have a similar answer, but it says, tell Thomas Beadle to get control of his PAC. I deliver mail, and people are getting sick of getting two flyers every week saying how you watch wasteful spending. I voted for you on my mail-in ballot and would now change my vote based on wasteful spending that they are doing on your behalf.
Yeah, and I have no control over that. We actually had my wife's siblings over last night. It's one of my wife's little brother's birthday today. So happy birthday, Jace. But he's a mail carrier with the post office here in Fargo. And he was giving me some grief for the amount of mail with my face on it as well. You know, I have no control over that.
Ed, Ann, and also about Twin Cities questions. Sorry, let's go here. Rosella in Bismarck. That's the next call. Rosella in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, I have a question here for Mr. Beadle. When you were last legislative session, you voted to abolish the treasurer's office, according to our local newspaper, and now you're running for the office?
So in 2017...
Let me finish, please. I have a couple things, and then...
Sure.
And then these big flyers that the previous caller called about, you know, they're put up well because they're drawn up by some pretty talented people. And when I looked at this, it said endorsed by, and the next thing I looked at was two pictures, and that's the governor and our president. And I thought, what? I just had heard that Trump had endorsed another person. Well, yeah, it does say endorsed by Governor Doug Burgum. But all those subtle things that come across one's mind does impress people. And that's really a false impression. You should not have had Trump's picture on that flyer, because that's really deceiving. And we don't need any more deception in politics. We've had enough of it. You vote against the office. Now you're running for the office. And as you answer a lot of your questions, you say you have no control over it. You know, I don't think that we need another person in the office that's going to be run by the governor rather than by the people.
Rosella, well, let's give Tom a chance to answer that here, okay? So just hang tight. Let him answer. Go ahead.
So for starters, with regards to the vote in 2017 about the treasurer's office, you know, I'm always looking at ways that we can try to make government operate more efficiently. And I had a number of constituents ask me to say they wanted a chance to vote on that. And so my vote was to allow it to go to the ballot and have the citizens decide whether or not they wanted to consolidate the office with the tax commissioner's office and the governor's office, or leave it as a standalone agency. So my vote was purely to send that and allow the taxpayers and the citizens to have that and to advance the conversation about if that could create efficiency. But, you know, when the office is there, I want to make sure that it's being run effectively and efficiently and that we're bringing more transparency and accountability for how your tax dollars are being spent. With regards to the mail pieces, you know, I certainly am supportive of the president, the administration. I'm telling folks that on my own mail pieces, and they're certainly want to make sure that the voters know that I'm supportive of the president. You know, with regards to the ones with the Photoshop, that was done by the PAC, not me. And the way that election laws are, I'm not able to coordinate with the PAC, so I can't tell them what to put or what not to put on their mail pieces. So, I mean, that's not saying that I'm, you know, in the pocket of Governor Burgum, but this is just that's something that, based on election laws, I have no control over. But what I can tell you and what I do control is that I certainly am supportive of the president, the administration, and I'm very grateful to have the support of a business leader like Governor Burgum, and I'm committed to working with Governor Burgum as well as our statewide officials.
And we're going to have to leave it there. Tom Beadle, candidate for state treasurer. We're out of time.
Brian Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.